We're talking charter schools. Nick, are you anti-public school?
Charter school is a public school, so no, I absolutely am not.
And you have a child that is attending a different school than your academy.
You know, our academy and the educational offerings in our community didn't meet the needs of my five-year-old, and so we wanted him to be in a half-day program, and we found, in fact, it's the same school that JT transferred back to the Grand Blanc district, which has an amazing reputation. They do an extraordinary job with education. They have just off-the-charts athletic program potential. So, yeah, it fits our family. We have some in the charter public, and we have some in the traditional public.
Why, from your perspective, public education, public schools that are not charter schools, why do they fear charter schools?
I'm not so sure. That they fear as much as I think we're seeing just an unprecedented change in our culture happen across the board. And education is one that's going to be faced with just an enormous change in the weeks, months, and years to come. You know, we have just so many marginalized and at-risk children in these urban environments that are falling further and further behind, and those parents need an option. And charter, one of the things that charter is compelled to do is, I liked the mission statement of Zappos with Tony Hsieh, and really a culture-driven thinking guy. And he said one of their values is to do more with less. And charter school is, by hook and crook, forced to do more with less. And we do.
But the bottom line is, and I ask this of union officials when the topic comes up, the bottom line is they don't want charter schools in their neighborhoods because they lose students and they lose money.
Finances drive the engine of education. There's no question. But, you know, as Governor Snyder has talked about lifting the cap on the charter education system in Michigan, right now there's 252 charters. And, you know, by the end of 12, there could be as many as 300. But see, what this is going to do is, which, you know, as you sit back and look at it, is this is going to present some unique challenges to private schools, to parochial schools, any type of school that's tuition-based, faith-based, and otherwise. They're going to be taking a huge hit. Schools, you know, probably Detroit Country Day and some of these other ones that have this this base of support will be around. But when parents are having to pay $6,000-$8,000 to put their kids in a school with the economy changing the way it is with no real turn in the near future, charter is going to offer parents the ability to select a school whose culture fits their values and mission of education and not have to pay to put them there.
What would you think if a charter school set up next door to your academy?
I'd be absolutely all for it. The objective is, what can we do to prepare our children for their future, not our past?
When you talk with other administrative members or other board members from other school districts, what do you talk about? What do they ask you?
We talk about meeting the needs of the children that attend our schools. Honestly, from traditional public, I have friends in traditional public. I have friends in private school and other charter. And from, I think, an administrative perspective, you'll be hard-pressed to find someone whose passion isn't children.
Do you feel accepted by those folks?
You know, we do. And I think that it may be a Burger King, McDonald's. You know, we feel accepted and we might be on the same street. But there's going to be kids that families that choose to go to one versus the other.
How does online learning fit into the curriculum at Madison?
Another interesting question. I have my oldest daughter had some pretty significant surgical procedures this last summer for her dental. Came out wonderfully, but she needed to have homebound care. So while she was at home for the beginning of this year, we had to step into this homebound as well as kind of begin to balance it with some online. You know, I'm not sure what qualifies everyone to be able to speak, but you know, Bill Gates obviously and arguably exceptional businessman in his own right, was quoted in 2010 as saying that the best education in the future, and he was predicting within the next 5 years, so that'd be in 2015, the best education in the future would be online. And I don't know if that's the case. I think that there's certain socialization issues, there's certain community issues that are lost when people aren't in a classroom setting. It's difficult when you've been online for distance learning to be able to get the same hands-on touch and interaction that you do in a classroom. So though it is growing, though we're trying to figure out how does this apply, you know, it's the Wild West. And like we said, the educational landscape is changing faster than we can really keep up with it.
And what do you think is the future of online learning?
There's no question that much like online sales, it's going to grow faster and faster, excuse me, than any of us can anticipate. It's, I think, kind of like the Kindle when it was launched 3 years ago. And it's, you know, it's been the death of a lot of small publishing houses and bookstores. And it's change. And how are we going to, you know, how is it going to be governed? How is it going to, you know, have, be compliant with the objectives of the state or the district? What are those issues going to be? So, again, I go back to another situation of politics.
Nick Mihailov is the president of the Madison Academy Board of Education.